You know, you've been very good for me tonight. I'm just about to finish with this scarf, and you've been such a good footrest on your elbows and knees with your hands tied in front of you, helping me recline without so much as a peep out of you. How long have you been down there again? Oh, my poor thing. Your elbows must be so sore. Why don't we adjust your position? Rise up, stay on your knees, and turn yourself to face me on this chair while I hook my knees over your shoulders. Oh, you're blushing. Are you surprised by my lack of panties beneath my robe? I guess you've been such a good footrest, you didn't even notice. Or maybe, while I was distracted, you'd turn your head and get a glance at my bare pussy, slowly feeding the ache to your untouched cock. Well, you won't have to wait for too much longer. Just keep your hands at your sides and stay still while I finish casting off this row. And done. I've been working on that for weeks. I'm glad it's over. And now that my hands are no longer busy, they're free to run through your soft hair. What are you doing? Why are you moving when you were specifically instructed not to? Just because I finished doesn't mean I don't still need my leg rest. Oh, because you know what comes next. Because you know I'd want it? Want your hot tongue to glide across my wet cunt? What makes you think you grasp any understanding of what I do and do not want? I don't know how I could be any more clear or concise, but let me spell it out for you. Right now, I want a good boy, and good boys listen to what they're told and stay still. And because of your outlandish assumption of what my wants are, you'll now have to wait with my hand holding a fistful of your hair and watch as I slowly trail my hand down the slit of my robe, gradually spreading it apart, allowing a peek at my stiff nipples. The feel of the satin cloth sliding across my breasts is so, so soft. Almost as soft as your hair between my fingertips. It's a shame you don't get to feel it too. Don't get to run your mouth across the smooth fabric until you reach the swell of my breast, nipples hard and ready to be pinched or bitten. Sucked. But instead, you have to keep your mouth and your hands to yourself while I trail my fingers down lower and lower where you were shamelessly looking at earlier. God damn it. If you wriggle like that, I might make a mess of the cushion on this chair. Fuck. Look at how much I'm dripping. Do you want a taste? Then open your mouth and clean off my fingers. Good boy. Your tongue is so nice and warm. Fuck. I want you. But you're still being punished. Bring your hands up from where they're tied in front of you and fuck your fingers into my soaked pussy. But you must keep eye contact. Come on. Your wrists are tied, but you can still move your fingers, can't you? Oh, yes. Good boy. Run your thumb across my clit. More. Oh. Shit. No looking down. Is the fist in your hair not enough? Do I need to wrap this scarf around your neck like a leash and force you to keep eye contact with me? No? Good. You know I made this scarf with love. It'd be a shame to use it as a tool to punish bad boys. Okay, fuck, stop. Okay, are you ready for your last string of demands before I consider forgiving you? Stand up. Oh, are your legs shaky? Let me help you up, sweetheart. I want you to touch yourself with your fingers still soaked with my juices while my hand caresses your balls. That's it. Stroke your cock nice and steady. What if I trail one of my fingers up to your nipples? Your moan is so sexy. Come on, faster. You look so handsome. Ah. I can feel your balls tightening up in my hands. Don't work yourself up so soon. You know what? I'm gonna give you a choice, though it's obvious I have a preference. You can continue to fuck your fist to completion and make a mess of my thighs, if you're content with that. Or you can beg me to ride you. Beg me to untie your wrists and let you come deep inside me. What was that? Again. Louder. Oh, maybe I was too harsh. You do know what I want. Okay. Hold your wrists out. There. Now plop your sweet ass on the chair. Started out as a footrest, then my leg rest, and now you're a pretty little seat to throw my ass back on. Now hold your dick and run your head against my clit. Yes. Okay. Position yourself just right so when I lower down, you're a. You feel so good, even with just the tip. Oh, baby, is it good for you too? I want to hear you. Oh, shit. Now that my ass is resting against your hips, I feel so full. You're so warm inside me. You want me to move? But I am moving, silly. Don't you feel the slight grind of my hips and my cunt clenching around your cock, eager to milk the cum out of you? I guess I did promise to ride you. I'll tell you what. Spank me. What? You want me to move? Well, maybe I could use a little nudge in the right direction. Ah. Oh, yeah. Faster? I'm still not going fast enough. I think you know what to do then. I don't know whether to call you a good boy or a downright nasty boy right now. Oh, fuck. Grab my hips and fuck my cunt onto your dick. Oh, wait, wait. I need to turn around. I want to see you. Oh, someone's getting ahead of themselves. I give you a little taste of power and you get carried away. Are you forgetting who's calling the shots right now? Don't act cocky when I'm the one who loves you dearly enough to handcraft you a gift. That's right, baby. Sit back and let me take care of you. Now, let's just say that it's something we can revisit another day. But for now, make room for me on your lap. Oh, you fill me up so nice. I'm not hurting you, am I? I'm so wet. It's dripping down your balls. Let me see your beautiful eyes. You wanna come? Yeah? Yeah? You must realize. Oh, by now, everything you do turns me on so much. Oh, But you want to know what really, really good boys do? They kiss me. Oh, I'm close. Are you close? Oh, baby. Come. Come on. I want you to come for me. Oh, come on. Of course, I have to thank you. Or at least, I want to. You indulge me so much. It makes me want to treat you. Which is why I think I need to get started on a pair of matching mittens. Well, that is after we clean ourselves up.